Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 51, How to Drive Organic Traffic to Your Website series, Google My Business. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group. I'm the lead head designer and head marketing strategist. What we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashauna Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashauna Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help you do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashaunaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're continuing a series of how to drive organic traffic to your business website, and there's so many great ways to do that, but we want to talk today about Google My Business. And the reason why I'm focusing on this one, because it is a very underutilized tool. People still are not using this, and this is a free gift from Google. And so, I mean, the way I always put this, when someone gives you something for free as a business owner, you take it, right? You
know? Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, this is something that can really help not only drive traffic to your business website, but can also help you when people are searching for what you want in Google search engine. So what it is a profile. So I'm sure you may have seen it. If you go to Google and you're searching for a restaurant or a dentist near me, you put in your search terms and then you see a window, typically on the right-hand side of the search results, and you see the businesses, maybe an image, you see their address, their phone number, there's a button to call them or to go to their website, you see reviews. All of that is Google My Business, and that is totally free. So I'm going to talk to you about, if you have not taken advantage of this opportunity, I highly suggest you do, because again, it's something that unfortunately a lot of business owners are not using it. So what you're doing here is Google My Business is basically a way for you to advertise your business on Google search engine, on the search engine, and also lead people back to your website, to your offers, or any events. So the first step in getting yourself ready is to go to the website, just Google it, and you either can claim your listing, which means that sometimes if you've been in business for a while, Google will go ahead and make one for you. So you just say, hey, Google, that's me, and you claim it. Or if they have not made one for you, you just simply create it. So what's going to happen is they're going to send you a little postcard once you start the process with a code. That's just to verify that you are where you say you are. So once you get that code in the mail, and it takes about a week or so to get that little postcard from Google, and then you can go ahead and finish. But then you go to filling out the rest of your profile. So you either verify it if they've already done it for you, or you go ahead and add your address, your work hours, you fill in your description, which is very, very important, because you want keywords in that description, because that's what's going to make your business pop up when someone is searching for those keywords. So be very, very particular about making sure that you have keywords throughout your Google My Business profile, because that's what's making the businesses pop up when you're doing searches. Same thing with your category, your business category. Find the one that's the closest to the kind of business that you have, because that's what's, again, it's going to make your business pop up. And what you want is maximum visibility, okay? And one thing I love about it is that they give you the opportunity to add photos, like your logo, behind the scenes, your team members, video even. You have so much opportunity. So if someone is curious, they're looking at it and saying, oh, what does this person do? What are they all about? They can click through and look at your photos and see the work that you've done. They can see people on your team, and they begin to feel more familiar with you, and they're more inclined to click a button to further engage with your business, okay? And you also can put your work hours in your profile. So what's important about this is that Google will email you and say, hey, are you open 4th of July week? Because I know we have the holidays coming up and everything. Are you open Christmas? Are you working that week? And they will ask you that so you can go on to your profile and update your hours. So, I mean, they make it easy for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like having a little mini virtual assistant in Google.
Yes.
That's helping you have a facelift, or at least a presence, so that when people are looking for your business, they know everything that they need to about you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You really don't want to have any confusion or any questions around what you do. You want that to be very clear.
Yeah.
Well, and so if you're wondering, okay, so that's great. So what do I do with it now? So what you can do, as I mentioned earlier, you can post offers. If you have like a free consultation, or if you have a special, it's always great when, you know, the holidays come around and you have a flash sale, or if you're doing something like that, that's perfect. Just know that unlike social media, these posts do have a 7-day expiration, and Google will send you an email and tell you, hey, your post is about to expire. Won't you put another one up there? So they're helping you again. If you have an event, they will allow you to have that event, a post up until the event is over, regardless how far advanced in the future it is. And so that's another great thing.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about like, oh, I can only post it 7 days out to market.
Yeah. They really are working. So with people, with business owners. And so it's so important that you take advantage of that. And just two final things. If you're using a scheduler that works with Google, you can, when you go on there, you can look and see the list of online schedulers they use. You can even have a booking button added to your profile, so they can even book appointments with you through that, through your Google My Business profile. So that means they can't make it any easier. And finally, someone can send you a quick real-time message about, hey, do you, like, if you're a lawyer, they can ask, well, hey, do you do this type of law, or can you help me with this? Or even, hey, are you open today? Or whatever it is, they can ask you real-time questions and you can respond. So I always say, if you are going to do this, which I highly recommend, download the app to your phone, because that way you get the notifications in real time. And if someone does send you a message, you'll get that and you're able to respond to them quickly. And that just, of course, adds to the overall customer service experience when people are interested in your business. And so, but yeah, that is a free gift. It is a free gift from Google, and I highly recommend you take advantage of it if you have not.
Yeah. So this information, I mean, and I'll be honest, I didn't know that it was out there. I remember seeing kind of like on the right-hand side of my screen when I first put information in about my business and my profile, there was information, but I was like, I don't really know what this is. I'll just leave it alone. Do you tend to, like, with the clients that you work with, do you tend to see that kind of thinking around, like, I'm not sure what this is. I don't want to mess something up or put something out there that's incorrect, so I won't do anything.
Well, I find they don't even know about it. I mean, it's a service we offer to do it for you. And I've done it, and I've even showed them how they can get, you know, I won't say solicit, that sounds such a bad word, but just kind of request reviews, because you can also have a link that you can send to your clients to request reviews. But when I talk to my clients, they don't know anything about it. They're like, oh, really? You know, it's like you see it, like you said, you see it,
yep,
but you don't think about, hey, I can do one for myself, because it's just sitting there. So, you know,
right,
you're seeing it. But right, it's another way that, you can take advantage of just getting visibility in SEO, because it does track how many people saw your post. It will track how many clicks go to your website. Okay. It will send you insights on how your posts are performing. So I think it's really great to have that extra tool there. And, you know, one thing I do is I put it, 'cause I have all my apps. We talked about this in another episode, where I have all my apps categorized.
Yes.
By business apps, Google apps, Apple apps. But I put that one app, even though I do have a Google app little bubble there, I put that Google My Business one next to my social media ones, because that's my reminder of when I'm posting to social media to also make sure I pop a post into my Google My Business.
Got it.
Otherwise, you know,
if
you
don't,
yeah, out of sight, out of mind. So I make sure I put it there, and so I don't forget. But yeah, it's really a great tool. You know, I use it. I put, you know, my photos on there, I put business on there, video, I have that on there, and offers, and it really works. I mean, obviously, one thing I always say when I talk is time consistency. So I'm not going to tell you, oh, it's a 1, 2, 3, and you're going to have a herd going to your website. No. You have to be consistent.
You say that all the time. You're like, you have to be consistent. Like, schedule it out. Be consistent. Yes, you do.
Because
So listeners out there, take her advice. Be consistent.
You have to be. I mean, nothing's going to happen overnight. So just stick with it, and over time, you will begin to see more traffic and get more engagement from people. Obviously, like I say, it's a perfect way for you to advertise. How well you work with clients, because you can have your current clients go in there and leave you a review, and that just makes you look even better. I mean, the more outfitted your profile is, the better your odds are of getting more traffic to your website.
Good.
Great.
Yes. Good to know. Yeah. So take the time really to go through the process, and it will help you. It's Google too. They have so much power behind what they do. Why not leverage it? And it's free.
Exactly. So definitely hope that we have helped you get more traffic to your website. We're going to be talking about this in three different ways. And we want to make sure that you guys are fully on board. Some things, yes, you do have to pay for, make an investment, but this is more of a time investment. So while it's not going to cost you anything, it will cost you time, but it's time well spent. So thank you all for listening to us today. And please keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharik. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Sharik L. Richardson, MBA. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness. And you can find me on Twitter and LinkedIn as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening to us, and we will definitely chat with you next time.